It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Do you have any winter driving tips?
These come from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Number one, the basics. Slow down. And what to do in an emergency? If you are stopped or stalled in wintry weather, stay focused on yourself and passengers, your car, and your surroundings. Stay with your car. Don't overexert yourself. Let the car be seen. Turn on those blinkers. Now you can buy the flashing battery-powered flashers that can go on the road. Be mindful of carbon monoxide poisoning. Changes you might notice in wintry weather are your tires. As the temperature drops, so does your tire inflation. Make sure that you fill that to the vehicle manufacturer's recommended inflation pressure, which is usually in your owner's manual or it's on a label located on your driver's side door. Don't necessarily fill your tires to the maximum PSI, pressure per square inch, that is listed on the side of the tire. That's different than what your recommended pressure should always be. Prepare your vehicle. Check those lights, brake lights, turn signals, emergency flashers, interior lights. Do all that kind of stuff just like you were a jet pilot getting ready to take off. So do your pre-takeoff checklist. Look at those windshield wipers. You don't want those things to be shredding in the middle of a storm. And maybe it's time to go ahead and just change them. They're relatively cheap even in this day and age. And winterize the fluid on your windshield washer. Make sure that that is de-icer time now. Check your cooling system and make sure your radiator has all of those important fluids up to snuff. And before you go, stock your vehicle. Throw a few things into the car just for that emergency. Maybe a little snow shovel or an ice scraper. Make sure you have jumper cables or nowadays the little jumper kits that are no bigger than half the size of a football that comes with the jumper cables that can recharge that battery instantaneously without you having to worry about trying to find somebody to help you alongside the road or in a desolate parking lot. Throw in a blanket. Make sure that you've got a charger for your cell phone. Maybe go buy a couple of those MREs. Maybe a couple bottles of water. Gas up. Plan your routes. And of course, avoid risky driving behaviors. Don't text and drive distracted. Obey the posted speed limits. And always drive sober.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.